You just got to make it real.
Yeah. Make it real.
Oh my God. Diablo.
You're so creepy.
It is, right?
Next. You already know what it is, man. It's Jehu the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
What's the word?
You already know. Hey. And Anomaly, what it do, baby?
Hey, everybody. How are y'all?
Yeah, man. And we got somebody very, very special, all the way from the motherfucking West Side. Daisy, what's up, baby?
You're annoying. Hi.
Let's get this shit, man. You already know, man. So what's going on?
With me?
Yeah, with you.
I'm cleaning.
You're cleaning. So, Daisy, this is gonna be good. Like, I'm really glad you joined. Got on with Wave Nation, you know what I'm saying? Nice little plug-in. And we're happy to have you here. But before we begin, tell us a little bit about yourself, Day.
You know what? These questions are never easy to answer. It's like, tell me about yourself. Should I sound cool? Should I sound mysterious? Should I sound like a straight up bitch? But it's just like, I don't know. It's always awesome. A spotlight question, because you never know if you think you're too cool. And then like the dose of reality hits you and you're like, oh yeah, you're not cool at all. Because you have no idea what's cool about you.
Right. Realize, like, damn, I'm lame as hell.
I'm 21. I'm gonna go with the facts. Yeah, I'm 21. I'm 5 feet tall. Huh? Yeah, I'm from the Latin origin. Without makes any sense. And my little southern twang comes from Texas.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, I guess that's. Mm-hmm. I have long brown hair.
What?
Yeah. It's like 22 inches.
Oh, what? They ain't no bundles? That's all you? No bundles?
That's all me. I'm Latina. Come on now. If you don't have long hair, you're not Latina. Like, that's just the case. There's like three things that determines a Latin woman. It's like, you have to have a big ass. You have to have good hair. And you have to be like curvy and shit like that. Oh, you need to learn how to cook. If you don't know how to cook and you don't know how to speak Spanish, then you're like a disgrace.
Wow. That's funny, because I do hear that for females or kids from Latin descent, if they're not speaking Spanish, they're the older ones who do, or like, what did your parents do with you? What did your parents teach you, kind of thing?
Like, they're looked down upon. Like, a lot of people are like, oh no, they're just like, we think there's nothing wrong with it, but you should never forget like where you came from. Like, yes, you're American, but like, you're still Latin. You still look Latin. People are going to come up to you, and because you look Latin, they're going to be like, hey, do you speak Spanish? Especially the older generation who's going to like look at you when they're at Walmart, like, oh, do you speak Spanish? And then you have like this fucking Boricua right in front of you, who obviously has a Spanish last name and a Spanish first name. She's like, oh, I don't speak no Spanish. I'm like, what, bitch? What do you mean you don't speak no fucking Spanish? Fucking change your name to Kimberly or something then, because you obviously don't look like a Maria Lopez right now. You don't. So.
That is funny.
Real interesting.
It is. Like, it's really, it's bad, but it's just like.
Bizarre.
Right off the bat, it's just like, oh wow, you don't speak Spanish. And it's like every single culture has their own, you know, stereotype or thing that they have to be. Well, that's ours. Like, you better know Spanish, and you better know how to cook, and you better be clean, and you better have like long hair, and you better like have your shit together, because
that sounds like people you right that you're now. Gonna be...
Yes, I'm cleaning. I just finished cooking some rice too, because I have to have rice 3 times a day.
Oh, yo.
Yes. Okay, I have to have like rice every single day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So, when you looking for like a partner or a mate, like if they like Spanish and they don't know Spanish, then they off limits.
I'm actually not attracted to Spanish men.
What? For real?
I'm not. For some weird reason, I guess it's because like I did grow up in like Spain, like.
Yo, tell me about that. I want to know about that.
It's different, like, compared to the U.S. Like, people don't realize it, but there's a lot of freedoms that the U.S. does have compared to, like, other countries. But can you in
name,
Spain...
Can you, before you... I don't want to cut you off, but can you name, like, what you mean when you say that? Like,
well, it is very... Freedom of speech is really... good over here compared to like other countries where you will literally be put in prison for it, like if you speak out against like government officials and stuff like that. Like right now people can like talk crap about like anybody, like Clinton and stuff like that, and they won't kill you per se because you know they can kill you, but you know it'll just be someone else is doing and then they'll just cover it up. But here it's just
disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Like, you know, especially the little theories here, what happened with Epstein or whatever. Everyone thinks that the Clintons went ahead and killed him because there's no way he committed suicide. Well, right. like you know, that's what usually hear what the CIA and does for like foreign countries and stuff like that. Like they handle their situations and make sure that the elites stay on top. Well, you can speak out about that here in the US and in a lot of the other countries. Like when I was in China and when I was in Spain, like valid participating locations, you don't really have during the production of the soundboard subject to change without you can't really do that. Mouth, occasional pics, like in China you can definitely get like put in jail for like speaking out against anything, posting on Facebook and stuff like that. You can't do it. And in Spain, it's not like you can't do it. It's just like, let's go ahead and let's see what you're up to. There's like a lot of control when it comes to the internet and freedom of speech in Europe countries and stuff like that. It all depends where. But it is a very chillax country. Like we're not at war with anybody. like we're not like we're very chill. We're very passionate people for the most part, especially for soccer, or what we call football. So my parents, one is from Barcelona and one's from Madrid, and you can tell that's the only time that I see war between Spain is Barcelona versus Madrid. It's like, what the hell? And it's like, I'm paired between like, do I support my father or do I support my mother? I'm gonna support my mother because she's from Barcelona and Madrid sucks. So, but it is very different. It's like, you just grow up with a lot of cultures because like America, you're just filled with Americans, you know? It's a really big country and everything, and you have a bunch of states, so you can go up north and see like all the industries and the buildings and the cities, and then you go down south and you get more of like traditional Bible Belt and everything. And I love the family aspect and connection that the Southerners have, and that beautiful like Southern hospitality. That's basically like what is connected to like the Latin culture, which is like we're very family driven. But in Spain, like coming from Spain, you have Italy right next to you. You have Portugal right next to you. You have France and England, and all you have to do is get on a train and you'll be there in a couple of hours. Well, in a couple of hours, I'm still trying to get out of Texas. You know, it's like in 10 hours, I'll be in France. While like if I'm driving from Texas I'm, it's like, okay, I have 1,000 more miles to go, and I'm still in Texas. Like, it's been 10 hours. How am I still in the same freaking state? So it's stuff like that. That's like different. So you get all that culture because a lot of people from these different countries are also coming to Spain in like the trains and just trying to visit or just wanting to go. So we're all very like, we are our own melting pot, but like it's different in a way. Because I guess we haven't been Americanized. Because we're on the European side. It's just like, oh, okay. So you get a lot of like raw culture, and then you also get to tell, like here when I came, French food is not the same here than it is over there. But it's like a given. Obviously, French food is not going to be the same here because it's Americanized French food. Because we have to still like appease to the American people for you to like it. We're not going to go ahead and be like, hey, this is our spices.
I wish. I wish.
Like, this is how it is. Even I went to a place to get some Thai food. I'm like, this does not taste like Thai food. This does not taste like African food. Because Africa is, like, right there, too, from Spain. Like, most of southern Spain are Muslims as well. So, like, you get a lot of different cultures. And I've been to Africa a couple of times. And I went to a Nigerian place to eat. And that does not taste like Nigerian food because they use a lot of spices. But it's like to appease to American people.
Oh, wow. That's different. That's different.
I'm taking off my retainers.
Okay. So when you got here, what was your first initial thoughts like when you came to America? What was your goal? Like, did you have a goal? You know how they'd be like, well, foreigners come over here.
To learn English. That was my goal. I was like, what, 11 years old when I came to the States, and I was like, oh crap, I don't know jack shit about what they're telling me to do. Because like we first landed, I landed in New York, and I was like, whoa, there's nothing but, and it was cold, it was really cold. I was like, what the heck is this? So I've never seen so much black snow in my life. I was like, oh, this is so dirty.
Real deal.
I was like, what? Real is deal. This?
Yo.
Yo.
Wow.
I was like, this is so bad. I was at first I thought it was because everyone says that the air in New York is really polluted. So I thought the black snow was like from the pollution in the air. And then I was like, oh my god, this is insane. I was like, we have to leave because we're gonna die. I was like, we have to go to another state, please.
Israel.
I was like, this is not okay. But then I was like, in
can
shock.
We go to another state?
No.
I was like, we need to go to another state. I was like, why did we stop here? this is not the New York dream that they put online. This is not it.
Sliding,
bro.
I was like, this is a lie. I was like, this does not look like the brochure. This is a lie.
You're not.
I was very confused. And then, like, my family wanted us to get, like, the real New York experience. So they took me to the Bronx, and I was like, oh boy.
You went to the VA? Oh,
yes. I went to the Bronx my first time in America. And I was crying all of the time. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I saw nothing but like Timberlands and like really long coats that like went all the way to the Duke like me. And these men were like 6'5" and they have these little ruffled coats up until their knees. And I'm all like, yo, what
yeah,
is this?
What up, son? Yeah, don't.
And then they're just like,
yo, mom, yo, Arrow, yeah, yo, Arrow.
It's just that swag walk, you know, to the side of like always to the side. It's like three things to the to the right, and then three like swags to like the left. I'm like, what's that going on? Is this funny. How we walk? We're still walking like we're in the 1980s. Gotcha.
Relax, B. Relax.
You're gonna park the door. Things happen.
Yeah, but like I was going to the. There's a bodega everywhere though, so I really appreciated that. It was red. It was like really heavily. I didn't even think the Bronx was New York. I felt like I was just in another Latin country, because everyone there is like Dominican or Cuban or like. I don't know if the Chinese took over now, but like I know it keeps changing. It's like every like for like 1 year, it'll be like Dominicans taking over, or it's the Puerto Ricans taking over. Last time I think I was there, which was back in like 2012, there was like a bunch of Chinese shops. So I was like, okay, they're taking over.
Did you go to Chinatown then?
Heck no! I was even like traumatized by the Bronx.
You know Chinatown.
Yes, yes.
I was traumatized because like I was so. What happened was my mom, she was a smart lady. So my mom and dad were both already residents of the United States when like they went back to Spain. So my mom left Spain around 15. My dad left Spain at 13. They came to the U.S. and then they just stayed here for a while and then went back to Spain. So my mom apparently loved having her children in America. So that's just like her thing. So I was born in Queens, New York. And then like the reason why we even stopped in New York was to like see if like the hospital I was born at was still there. No, it got burned down. So,
wow.
Yeah. I was like, well, damn, there's no point coming here then. So, like,
that was your only mission?
That's literally why we stopped, because they told us, like, okay, now, sweetie, it's time. I was like, yeah, I was 11. I'm like, okay, now it's time to go back to the States, and we're going to go live in Texas. And I was like, heck yeah. But they're like, we'll stop in New York first. And I was like, why? And they're like, because we're going to show you, like, here, like, where you were born. I was like, where I was born for, like, a week until you took me away from the States. Okay. Right, I have such ties to this place. Why not? So I was like, my roots are embedded in that hospital. I was like, yes, mother. Oh, the thing was, my mom did not know that she was pregnant with me. So it was a big shocker to like all of us when like she was 8 months pregnant at like the hospital. Or like, yes,
wow.
So
how
she did not know. Dude, wow. The woman's like, she's like a ninja. Like, she works out like as nobody's business. Like, she still looks better than me nowadays. Like, she'll look at me, she's like, Mira, you look gorda. You're starting to look pudgy. I was like, bitch.
Hey, that's funny. Like, no. That's funny. Send me a pic of your mom, though.
Yo, she's my mom's a fucking little cougar.
She on Instagram.
She was 31, and my dad was 19 when they got married.
Huh?
So, get it, mom? Yes. Yeah.
She's on husband number eight.
But when she do it, she ain't going to jail.
I don't know what the heck she's doing, but I know she's like having the time of her life, and then she's like on husband number eight or whatever. I don't know what.
Stop.
Yeah, my dad was husband number four, so she gets bored really easily, and I have the same problem.
You got the same problem, Daisy?
I get bored easily.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like, you need to give me that spunk. And my mom just gave me like such a, like both my parents gave me such a, I'm not saying I'm spoiled, but they did give me standards. But my standards are so high that it's just like, oh, damn it. Like, you have a lot to fill in if you want to like run with me.
Damn.
If you want me to like be settled down, like my mom is very ambitious and so is my dad. So, like, they're very goal-driven, and if their goals are not finished yet, and you're not going to add to their goals or get them to their goals faster, you're not it. Like, I'm not going to, you're not serious. We're not, you may think we're in a serious relationship, like, yeah, I'll call you my girlfriend, I'll marry you, but I will divorce you right away. Like, you are not serious.
Wow. I don't understand why even waste your time. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our goals don't align and you're not furthering me, so why am I even wasting my time with you?
Why?
I mean, okay, I don't understand the whole Marian thing. Calling you my boyfriend in order, you know, just to have a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months of release, sex, fine. Mm-hmm. But Not marriage, no. What?
No.
Hey, real deal. Hey, real deal.
Yo.
Check this out. Hey, both of y'all single, right?
No.
No.
Shut the fuck up!
No. I'm not. Why would I? No. Here's the thing. I don't, until this, nowadays, especially, like, I'm 21, so I'm only going out with people that are, like, around, like, dating, the people I can take out with me, and people won't look at me weird, they're my age. So, like, yeah, and he, like, knows. It's kind of like an, not knows, he's not going to know, but it's an open relationship type of thing.
That he don't know about.
Oh, no. That would fuck his little ego. Because he'll be like, damn, that's how you're rolling around? I'll be like, you want to eat? Shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
It's like, are you paying for anything? Because every time we go out, I'm paying for everything. You don't need to know where it comes from. So sit down.
So, like,
You doing what? I'm fucking him. He's not fucking me. There's a whole difference.
Yes, there is. Definitely.
Wow. So you making sure the positions that y'all doing it in, he's not fucking you. So you ride a lot, huh?
I ride like 90% of the time. Or I'm up top, wherever.
Are you trying to bend me over, nigga? Nah.
You can be in control and be at the bottom. So even if she's a missionary and underneath, she can still give it to him. Come on now. What are you, new?
I cage that motherfucker in. He wants to get out.
Yes.
No. Now it's, I will thrust from the downward position.
You're supposed to.
Yeah. I'm gonna cage you in. Oh, you tired? Okay, I'll pump it up. Just like you guys pump when we're on top because we're tired. I'm doing the same thing. I'm just caging you in.
Exactly.
It just takes a lot of muscle to do so.
Man, come on, man. Fuck this bitch. Show her the goddamn business.
No. There's no.
They talking about I'm fucking you.
Look,
I'm about to break your goddamn back, girl.
That's literally what I do. I'm just like, what are you doing? Put it back in. Like, I want it inside of me. Like, I don't. What are you doing? But like with him. I know I have feelings for him, but it's not gonna, I can't have my feelings change the fact that, like, I know what I'm supposed to be doing and, like, I need to do something until it becomes, like, really serious where this man eventually gets out of, like, the mindset of, like, we're gonna be dating for a couple months and then he wants to, like, maybe get married and maybe I feel like doing it and I think I've gotten everything that I need from this life. Then I'll settle down. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be like 30 years from now. Because.
Damn,
like, I don't really think he's like, especially today's generations, they don't believe in like anything serious. So why should I? Mm-hmm. Just because I'm a female, I'm supposed to? Fuck that.
Damn. You hit a shit real deal.
Very interesting. Very
like, yeah.
Interesting.
Because like, I'm pretty sure.
It's bizarre.
If men have the power to do this, like, there are some men that did, but they don't pull it off as well. Like, females are just better at this lifestyle, and, like, there's a reason why you're wanting to pay me for this. So, I have the power. I'm in control. Regardless, I'm in control. Like, you may look at me and be like, oh, she's beneath me because she has this for money. Well, are you getting paid? Your pussy ain't this bomb if you're not getting paid then. So it's just that simple. Like, people pay for sex. Are they paying?
Daisy with the bomb ass pussy though. Yeah, Daisy with the bomb ass pussy though.
It's like, I'm still in control. Like, men will be like, oh, you think you're that cool? Like, yeah, you're still willing to pay me a certain thing. Because men will throw at, like, money at you and then I'll either deny or confirm it. Depending on, like, what you want to do. Like, I'll be like, yeah, that's not enough. And like, oh, so you think you're that good for like this much? I'm like, well, you're still willing to pay me something. So yeah, I guess I'm still worth something and I'm not worth that. And other men have paid it. So, and with your attitude, I'm gonna charge you an extra fee. So
yes.
Like, I don't still willing to pay
an asshole fee. Charges, yes.
Like, you're the one who's still desperate enough to still want to do this because obviously you can't get it somewhere else. So if I'm putting myself in this situation, like, what? No. I'm still in control. I can say no. I can say yes. I choose what I want. And if you don't like it, well, then I have other available men.
That's right. Is that what keeps the dignity into this? Like, because you want me, motherfucker. So you got to pay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So
yeah.
So what's your favorite thing to do then?
I like giving head. Yes, ma'am. It's like,
yes, ma'am.
I've always, that's like.
You like giving head to Anomaly?
Yes, you don't. The thing is, people think that it's a very submissive act, but you don't realize how much control you have when you're doing it. You really, I mean, if you don't know what you're doing or you're not into it, then you don't have any control. But if you know what you're doing and you really love what you're doing, the amount of control you can have while you're doing it, woo!
Yep.
I'm just saying.
It gets guys going, like, they'll be like, oh, I never came from head. You're about to come today. Yes, you are.
It's like a challenge when they say that.
Yeah, it is a challenge. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm trying my best. But I already know I'm going to make you come. Like,
what if you can't?
Yeah, you play it down.
What if you can't? Like, all right, so you're doing it, right?
Well, the thing is, like, you also have to have communication with the person. So, like, if I'm going down with you, you have to let me know what you like. So, within, like, I'm going to keep going. And then, eventually, like, men talk when you're giving them head. Like, oh, yeah, like, keep going. Keep doing that. Oh, that feels great.
Do that throat thing again.
Yeah, so, like, eventually, you know, it's just, like, it's all that communication. And you will come. Now, it's more, dick sucking is an art. It really is. You have to think about it. Because it's not just, like, I put my mouth on your dick and I suck. Mm-hmm. No, right. It is different. It involves teeth. Like, not, like, I bite your dick off, but it involves...
Some people do like that. Wait. Some people do like for you to bite.
Yeah, they do like it. Like, little nips.
Nibble. Don't chomp on my chomper.
No.
Some people like it.
Want you to, like, grab it with your teeth and then, like, especially the balls, and then, like, hold it and then, like, stretch it out. I'm just like, okay, whatever floats your boat, dude.
Sponsored by Jergens.
Like, they like a little bit of pain, but it's all different. But then it involves teeth, it involves tongue. You need to know how to use your tongue. You have to basically be drawing pictures on the actual, like, you know, the penis with your tongue. And do it that way, because that's what, just the tongue being there, just like going up and down, and you're just pressing on. It's not going to do anything. You have to do distance with it. Mm-hmm. You have to have fun. It's like literally the dick is the canvas for your tongue, and you have to use it.
You hear that, ladies?
It's good.
Say it again, Daisy.
Well,
Daisy, say it again.
But mind you, this is not with the, it's not like at the tip, and it's not that the dick is not, the dick is in your mouth when you're doing this.
Yes, it is.
It's not like your tongue is out and you're drawing on it. No, the dick is in your mouth while you're doing it. So practice, ladies, please practice.
It is, because I'm tired of having to, like, I have these men busting my mouth after 5 minutes. I'm like,
they doing what, Daisy? They did what?
They're like, literally, it's the men. It's like the men that don't say, oh, I've never like came from head. They're the main ones that will bust in like 7 minutes, because girls have not given them like proper head. Because most of the time, head with like normal sex, or it's not even normal sex for me, it'll be like the girls will give head for like 2 to 3 minutes, be like, ow, I'm tired, now you eat me out, and then like we'll have sex.
It's the long game.
If it's like, I like men who can hold in their like come and think about it, or like, you know, make sure that they don't orgasm at least. Like, I love that, because then I can be at it for 30 minutes, 45 minutes if I want to. Like,
you can suck dick for 45 minutes.
I want to suck your dick. I like Daisy. Sucking dick more than I like sex.
Daisy.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You said you can suck some dick for 45 minutes.
Yes. And like, I'll take like really, really small, like, I'll come in for air.
You coming up for air? Small gloves?
Mm-hmm. I'll come up for like air a little bit, just because like, one, I am deep throating, so I'm crying.
Oh, you're crying too?
Yeah. like, I want to feel you. You're at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, like, I will come up to, like, clean it up.
You're cleaning it too.
And then go back.
You got to take care of it. What is going on? You have to take care of it. That's part of loving what you do. Not just doing it because the person wants it. You're doing it for yourself as well.
Sponsored
and mind you, I don't know about Daisy, but me, I come from giving head. So,
anomaly.
If you do it, if you really love it, yes, you get off on it.
Mm-hmm. I get wet by sucking dick. I don't. Mm-hmm. I have more. I get pleasure out of pleasuring. And for me, I don't think sex, like the actual act of like you penetrating me, I don't get off of that right away. I don't. Like, I get more off of like I'm seeing you and your legs are shaking because you're about to like explode in my mouth. And when I swamp. That's what I like.
Scuba diving.
It's like,
she said explode in her mouth. God damn.
If you like actually like having sex with me, like, yeah, I'm into it, I like it, but I'd rather be giving you head. Like, I'd rather be down there.
Real ass bitch.
Because, like, a lot of the times, like, they don't really, most men don't know what they're actually doing in bed. They really don't. So, like, I know what I'm doing, and I'm getting wet from, like, doing what I'm doing and knowing that you like it. At the end of the day, pussy is gonna feel like pussy, but no girl, if you don't know what you're doing with the head game, everyone can tell whether you know what you're doing. Because, you know, again, like, everyone can have sex with you, and it'll be like pussy. Yes, pussy sometimes is, like, different, and it feels like some are tighter, some are looser, some are wetter, some are, like, dry. But at the end of the day, that girl will show you how good she is when it comes to the actual act of sex if she's giving you proper head.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
So, that's what determines whether, oh, you freaky in bed? Yes, I'm freaky in bed. Show me how freaky. Boy, you better.
Oh, David, hold on. Let me hold on. Give me a second real quick. To all the men out there, you're welcome. Wait! Nice.
Like, literally, I have been in a position where, like, I like giving the head, but then I also want it. So there was one time where a man tied me up to the bed. What? And then I told him,
starting like a good story.
You can tie me to the bed, but I want you to throat fuck me.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on.
So yes, ma'am.
What's she say? What's she say?
I want him to throat fuck me while I was tied to the bed.
Oh my god! Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want you to penetrate me yet. I want you to fuck me in the mouth. Like, I want you to go pretend this is the actual vagina because I want you in my mouth.
Fuck both.
I get off to that. So it was like, do that, please, and thank you.
Wow.
It just made more sense.
Yeah, I know, right? Doesn't it make sense? Fucking you in the mouth, Daisy. Come on.
Well, yeah. The only thing
I totally agree.
Find really weird sometimes is, like, there are a lot of men who are really freaky. Some want to, like, put stuff in your butt, and, like, some people want to.
A lot of women don't like that butt stuff, though.
No, I don't. I hate anal.
Oh, so, God, why? Why?
Because I couldn't shit for, like, 3 days after this small little penis decided to go and enter my butthole.
What? Like, oh, girl, we can have some conversations about that. let me tell you.
I was like, I like when they put a thumb in my butt. But,
you know?
Like, the
you
whole
like that
penis?
Just, no.
I was like, ooh. Shit. Ooh. I was like, no, this hurts. Like, I feel like a fucking, like, instead of me taking out, like, a really constipated shit coming out of me, I feel like it's going inside of me. And it's just, like, so painful. And I'm just like, what is this? I'm like, you only have a 3-inch dick. You're, like, isn't only 3 inches, but, like, you're skinny, too. So, like, why is this hurting so much?
Oh, so, we'll have conversations. I'll tell you some things. Yeah. We can work that out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said she got expectations.
It is just, like, insane. But other than, like, some men are just, like, really weird about it. Like, they want you to dress up in all these different costumes. And it's like, okay.
Do. But hold on, Daisy. Hold on. I know you like deep throating and getting spilled in your mouth. But, Anomaly, tell us about your anal escapades. I want to know.
I wouldn't call them escapades because it's not like so a trainer, and I call him a trainer because the situation that we came into was not so much him being my dom and me being his sub. It was more of a learning experience for further experiences, I will say. And so I have a 3 set of anal plugs, and anytime I would go see him, I would bring my toy bag, and whatever is in there, whatever we decided to play with, we would. And everything was on the table, and there was no surprises of negativity. So there might be a surprise of how he got me to come, or the type of game that we were going to play. So you can either come as much as you want, or you can't come at all. But if you come as much as you want, you can't stop. Oh. So I mean, that kind of game. So that kind of game. And one session that we had, I have a really big anal plug. It's like small, medium, which makes sense in the transfer when you look at them. But when you see the large one, it's like, okay, where's the one in between here?
Damn,
so,
0 to 100 real quick.
So, like, we're playing and it's lots of stimulation, and he understands my style and what I need. So somewhere in there, he slipped the large one in there, and I had no clue which one it was. I just know it felt good. And he afterwards, he told me that he did, and I was like, you're bullshitting or whatever. It's not true. Yeah. And so he was like, all right, let's go through it again. He's like, all right, let's go through it again, and I'll videotape it so you can see. All right, let's go through it again. And he did it, and he showed me afterwards, and I was like, what the fuck? But it felt good. It was, oh, yes. Do it again, please. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Experience is said.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Woo! All right.
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay. All right, Daisy. Go ahead. What? Go ahead.
What?
Back to you, Daisy.
Oh my gosh. No. I want to know more about this anal shit.
It's a process. I mean, like, there's different plugs that you can use in order to, depending on what your goal is. If you want it for sex, then there's a plug that the plugs are generally longer. If you want it just to have a wide hole, and it's like for show, pretty much, then you'll do the plugs, or you're walking around with it in. It's a shorter plug, and it's kind of shaped like a spade, if you want to put it in that. And then it has like a nice little jewel on it and things like that. Like, I've known people who actually had to carry a plug with them when they go places, or carry a toy with them when they go places, so that their dominant can say, you know what, I'm having a bad day, go put your plug in, take a picture of it, and leave it in until I tell you not to, you to take it out, kind of thing. So, I mean, awesome. The situations you can use it in, or the situations that you can find pleasure in, is really up to the person in their creative mind. Like I said, I can show you some things or tell you some things if you want that to be an option for your repertoire.
Maybe, because I haven't like stumbled upon men that want to yet, but like, who?
You want to be ready.
I want to be ready just in case. Like, I don't know, if they want to throw at me like 6 figures for some fucking, yeah, I'll do it. But now I'm still in the 3 figures, so we're still okay. We're
not Anomaly. I'm a, after the show, we're gonna go over some reports or something.
That's
on fire. Yeah, there we go. Something gotta look at. I don't know. But yeah, Daisy. Fuck. Throat, right? Throating, huh?
That's flirting thing. Is the best policy, yes.
That's right. Oh, do people spit in your mouth?
Yes, they do. They do. And boy, is it different.
What is it like? Some,
it's warm. It's
at first, said it's warm. Okay.
I was just like, at first when the man did it, he was like, open your mouth. I was like, okay. Well, I didn't say okay. I just
they
opened
say,
it.
They say, open your mouth?
They're open.
Yeah.
They're like, open your fucking mouth. I'm
open
like,
your
okay.
fucking mouth, Daisy. Open mm-hmm. your goddamn mouth.
Yeah. And they're like, and it's not like I'm going to, I'm not going to say no, but it's more like you don't really have a choice.
Say no.
While they're saying, open your fucking mouth, they're opening your mouth for you. So it's not like you really have a say in it. So it was just like, well, there it goes. And then they just spit. And then I was like, they just fucking spit in my mouth. I was like, I don't know if I should be fucking insulted or turned on.
Fuck.
But I'm like, a little bit of both. Because, like, one, it did not. So I don't mind if you spit in my mouth. I kind of just wanted a forewarning for it. But then at the same time, I did mind because, like, your spit did not taste good. So it's just like.
What he ate? He ate a Wendy's super stack.
Just like I learned, to like not mind how cum tastes like. I learned not to mind how spit tastes like because cum, like some cums are sweet. Some
yes.
like they've been like I hate smokers who cum.
Oh cum. God!
Though
your
that's
diet
worst,
helps that batter. That oh diet gosh. Helps that batter.
That is the worst tasting
yeah,
cum
I eat, like,
ever.
Pineapples
but
and stuff.
I'm not gonna spit. You know, I'm not gonna
cake.
Spit out your cum, no matter how bad it tastes.
Is that good for you girls? Just... Is that good for you girls? Pineapple and cake.
Well, it does help. Like
it does, and it does... lots of water. Lots of
yes.
water.
Yeah,
a lot
I
of
drink,
water.
I drink all the water. I drink all the water too.
Because sometimes you're it's really creamy,
yeah.
and velvety. Like the cum mm-hmm. that's coming out of your mouth, yeah. like that's coming into my mouth, or yeah. it's like it's literally like straight piss and acidic, and you can taste the fact that it's not velvety, it's just like straight up water, and it's just like this is not okay. It's
wow.
like,
oh no, you're forgetting the really
what?
Bad ones, the dehydrated ones
oh,
that's really thick,
God.
And you're just like, what the fuck was this?
I was like, what is this?
It was not, that's what the fuck it was. Now swallow it.
You sure about that? Because that's
like,
not how it's
not,
supposed to be.
Yeah, it tasted like, it was like when you leave milk in your fucking freezer for too long. It's just like, it's that texture. It's like so gulpy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is this, dude? Like, are you okay? Do you need, like, are you sure you should be, like, paying me? Because it seems like you may not have food, like you know, money to buy yourself some water. Like, what are you doing?
Absolutely. It's after
that's
that
fine.
Kind of situation where you just go, you know what? You need some water. Let me get you some water.
Yes.
You need to drink more water.
Oh, so the
yes.
more water, it makes it tasty for y'all.
No, the more water helps thin it out, help cleans
yes.
your body out so mm-hmm. that it's not sitting there all thick and, you know. Not
yeah.
Ew.
Like, you can with, like, fine. Don't masturbate all day so then you have a lot of fucking cum going in my mouth. I don't mind how much is coming in my mouth. What I care about
coming
is how is it fucking tasting and the texture of it. Because at the end of the day, that's how I'm going to smell like basically all day. You can't get rid of this smell. Just like when people can't get rid of like the smell of sex for like some time.
Really?
Like you have to
mm-hmm.
wash yourself.
Yep.
Can't take
every,
a shower.
If you
good.
Miss a little
nope.
crevice.
Nope.
If you miss a little crevice after you shower, you're going to smell like sex all day. You're going to be what the fuck do I smell like fucking cum still? Like, what is this? Where is it? Where is it? And then you're like fucking searching all over your
been
body
been a break
looking
room,
for
like,
this
somebody
fucking
smell like
cum. And then you realize, oh, okay. It's like this little tiny spot. And it's like that you didn't like fucking wash really with. It's like, what the fuck? And then also, you have like that smoker like comes in you. You're going to smell like him. For days.
What? I didn't
days.
Know that. Smoker, you mean like cigarettes or weed?
Like,
yes.
Both.
Damn.
Both, really. You're gonna smell like that, and it's not a good smell, because then you're going to the bathroom, and you're like, what? Then, like, that's why, one time, I went ahead and checked myself. I was like, is there, like, I checked myself periodically, but this one I was so concerned about. And I was like, did he have something? I went to the hospital and they're like, no, ma'am. You're perfectly fine. You're 100% clean. I was like, then why do I smell like I'm dying inside?
Oh my God.
Every time I go to the bathroom, I feel like it just, this smell comes out and you're just like, fuck. Like,
ew.
Sometimes you're just like, it's not a bad smell. It's just like a very weird, it's not your normal sense. Oh,
it's gosh. Because okay. That's kind of the idea of when you have, when you have a partner and you sleep with that partner a lot, you kind of end up taking on that person's smell.
Yes, oh, okay, you gotcha. Do. Okay.
So, and with the cigarette smoke being in everything in their body and so concentrated, you get that even after one time.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Hold on. My dick getting soft. Can we change the subject?
Oh gosh.
Get it back up, ladies.
But no, it's like, it's okay to be freaky, but again, like, there's certain things that, like, men should also take in consideration. Like, one, you are paying this woman to do all these things, but you also need to know what the hell you want. I hate men that are wishy-washy and that don't know what they're like. Oh, well, I
like women who don't know what they want to eat.
Yeah.
I tell my man, babe, it's what up to you. You already know I have my go-to for every restaurant. My go-to, literally. So we can go anywhere. I'm not like most women. Fuck that.
So you said you could go anywhere. You didn't say where you could go.
Literally, he'll just pick a place. He'll be like, hey, babe, what are you feeling? I'll be like, it's up to you. It's all good. I'm not going to be like, he's going to be like, okay, we're going to McDonald's. Like, bitch, okay, fine. I'm getting my 20-piece chicken nuggets with some honey mustard, tropical berry fries. Like, let's go. Like, okay, I don't care. And he'll be like, okay, Taco Bell. It's like, okay, my steak quesadilla with no chipotle sauce with a Mountain Dew blast. Like, I got this. Let's go. It doesn't matter. I have my go-to for every single place. Like, it doesn't matter where we're going. I already know what I can eat.
But still, where are you going?
Right. Hold on.
Where do you want to go?
I gotta say,
where do I like to usually go?
Yeah, like, oh, nah, like, you just, if they ask where you going, where you going? It's a simple, not, don't say anywhere, it's a place. What place are we going to?
They choose. Again, I'm a submissive person all around.
Yes. Okay. I was about to give her the best compliment.
You say that, but I don't think you are.
Shut up, Wolf!
Like, I'm submissive in bed, but like my attitude in the real world with like my job, my careers, my like the way that I actually make an income, like I'm very dominant. I'm very strong headed and like I'm just very dominant throughout my entire life. So when it comes to bed, I don't want to be in control because I'm already in control like 95% of the time. So,
no, I say that because first you're fucking your boyfriend.
Heck,
I mean,
yeah.
He's not fucking you, you're fucking him. And then you are fully aware of how much control you have when giving head. Yes, it's a submissive position because you're on your knees or you're lower than that person, but you're fully aware and you fully use the control that you know you have. That's why I'm saying I don't think you are. Not all the time. Not all the time. I mean, yes, if you have a partner who is more dominant, you would be submissive to them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same token, I'm feeling like you're more of a switch. You're falling in my realm. And depending on if you find a more dominant person and you see that they're more dominant and you accept them being more dominant, like you'll say, okay, yeah, I'll play submissive for you. Mm-hmm. But if you very well see that, what, this motherfucker, you know what, let me go ahead and do this, handle this, get this done, and you are very dominant in this position, so I'm feeling like you're more of a switch versus a
full dom, full sub.
A full, yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's all really different type of things. Like, again, I'm there to please these men however they want to like be pleased, you know.
Just like, open your mouth,
you're submissive for hire,
how they, yes, submissive for hire, however they want me to be, because most of these men, it all depends, like when we have these arrangements or stuff, like however they want to call it, I'm there to do what you want, but sometimes they don't want sex, they don't want vaginal sex. Sometimes they just want oral sex. Sometimes they want to talk and be friends with you. Well, I will give you whatever fantasy you want while I'm with you. But once I'm out of that, I'm not yours. You're not mine. I live my life. You live your life. We don't enter, like, we don't, you and I have no way of communicating other than you wanting something out of me and me receiving a payment. It's just that we have to separate the two. Like, it's not like, oh my God, you gave me great head and I paid you like $300. Let me go ahead and like fall in love with you now. No, it's never happening. Mm-mm. I hate those men. They're like, oh my God. It's like, my wife doesn't do this for me. Okay, well, tell your wife to do this. Cup your balls and like, I'll train you how to train your wife. But the thing is, I'm not your wife. You better love your wife because I don't love you. And I'm just here to like give you a fantasy. It is just a fantasy that I'm giving you. If you want to talk about your stressful day at work because no one else wants to hear your BS because you're the worst CEO ever, that is fine. I will listen to you. Wow. I will be your friend and whatever while I'm with you and how much you're paying me for those 2 hours, 15 minutes, I don't care. But after that, I don't belong to you.
Right. You're definitely a businesswoman.
Sound like a sex doctor.
I do. Like, so, like, it is just insane. It's just like, I'm not, like, I will be your, you can go ahead and hit me up and, like, talk to me and be like, oh, I had a stressful day. Okay. But don't blow me up like you're my boyfriend.
Right, man.
That's not it. Again, the arrangement is for me to treat you this way when we are together. It's not, I'm your long distance girlfriend. Like, again, I flew out to you from, like, I'll go to Florida, I'll go to California, I'll go to Hawaii. I'm going to you, but after I come back, I'm not with you.
So you like that straight up shit. Like, as soon as you hit town, you want people to be like, yo, open your fucking mouth and all that shit.
Well, yeah.
I don't
want to
tell you about my day. Open
my...
your goddamn mouth, put this whole dick in there, and then anomaly, come over and help this bitch out.
My go-to is, like, the men that I really like speaking to are the men who are straight up go in, get out type of business. I love that business because then I don't have to try.
Right. My dick ain't going to suck itself.
Basically, that's how it is. You can try, but I know I can still suck it better. But at the end of the day, it's just, I love going in and getting out. It's like, I do my business, do yours. Okay, cool. Because those men don't give me problems. Now, it is the other type of men. I don't say they're problems, but it's just like, you have to try a little bit better and you have to like put up this. I don't put up a front. I'll be straight up. So, but with them, I do have to, they want to go at least have dinner or like before, and then we'll get down to business, or they want to hang out a little bit and then go out to business, or they'll want me to escort them or be their date to some type of thing. And then
so it's more of a girlfriend experience.
Yeah. So if they want the girlfriend experience, like most of the in and outs people is whenever they're in town. The girlfriend experience men, they do pay high dollars though. The ones that do want the girlfriend experience, they do give you that allowance a month. That is like, oh, crap. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll be your girlfriend 2 days out of the month or 2 weekends out of the month.
You better
That's
get that
fun.
Money, girl. What you talking about?
Yeah. Like, some of these women that I know, like, they're getting $4,000, $5,000 a month because they're these men's girlfriends and whatever. Most of my things are I get paid for meeting them. And if I'm driving, like, let's say 4 hours, I'll like drive to Charlotte or I'll drive to West Virginia or I'll drive to like Myrtle. Anything that like requires me to start driving, it's $500 right off the bat.
Off the bat.
I'm Daisy. It's $500. Me giving you a blowjob is $300 off the bat.
$300. It sounds like it's worth it.
Yeah. So it is. Like at first I didn't think it was. At first with my thing, I've never ever set the price before. I've never done that. But the thing is I let them, and then that's how I basically like get my worth, because I never go ahead and give them a price because they can always offer you more or they can go ahead and think about it. So I learned that way never to go ahead and give the price. So with them, like this man, he was like, I want you to give me a blowjob. I was like, okay, well, what would our arrangement be? He's like, okay, I will give you $300. I was like, what? He was like, okay, I'll give you $350 if you can come right now. I was like, okay. He was like, I'll pay for gas and everything. You can just come on over.
He said, I need my dick sucked right now.
Yes. I was like, oh, damn, cool. And then, and if at that moment, I'll be like, is that your mess? And then the most I've gotten from a blowjob was $500. And it was that man because I said, okay, is that your max afterwards? And he was like, okay, I'll give you $500. Because that's how I set it up. Because I'll be like, okay, well, maybe with your situation, I guess I can. Okay, like with yours, no, I'm good. Like, I can determine by asking them, okay, what do you think is fair? Okay, well, I've done this for this much. Okay, is that your max? Like, that's how I really determine whether, okay, maybe I can do, and maybe I can have sex with you for $750 instead of $1,000. Okay, maybe I can go ahead and do $2,000 for me to drive all the way to Charlotte and drive back for me to stay with you the weekend. Maybe. But it all depends.
Damn.
And that is Sugar Baby 101.
It all depends. You can't just like expect me to, because my car needs maintenance. Like, I'm driving all the way to you, or I may be flying to you, and that's money out of like my pocket that's coming out of me. So you better be replenishing stuff. Like, you still have to pay for me to get there and pay for the fucking and the time that you want me for. 2 to 3 hours of me being with you without me driving and you want sex, $750, $850. And they have set these numbers up. And that's how I have just, that's how I know to like tell other sugar daddies, okay, that's not enough, because I'm not going to go ahead and fuck you for $200, because I have been with multiple men who have paid me $750 without me, with them coming to me. So no, like, that's when I, and then those men, I respectfully tell them, no, I can't do that. And then that's when they'll go ahead and be like, they'll hit me up like 3 months later, like, hey, I got money. I've been saving up for you.
Damn.
I love that. Whoa.
Go fund me so I can fuck this bitch.
Tell her lemonade.
Like, it's different. Yeah, it all, and
that's
I would,
everybody want to be an entrepreneur.
be a good entrepreneur here. I didn't know this would be like, the only reason I even got into this life was because I was in a really tight bundle too. Like, my roommate didn't pay rent for 6 months.
Damn.
And we were about to be evicted. So like, it was actually her who suggested it, because she was gonna go, how we owed like $6,000.
What
the fuck?
Yes, we did not pay rent for 6 months, and we owed $6,000. I was like, what the fuck? So what happened was, we were supposed, she was like, hey, I know some people. I was like, you know some people? They're like, yeah, there's a lot of girls here that like have sugar daddies. I was like, what makes you think I would like be able to even get into, like, girls have to have like this certain, like, I was thinking of like models being doing this type of stuff, or like girls who are like, you know, really attractive. Like, I'm not saying I'm not, I am.
No, but you're really pretty.
Thank you. But it's just like, I was idolizing like Victoria's Secret models that were doing this stuff, basically. I'm not saying Victoria's Secret models are doing, but I'm talking about like how they look. So I didn't think I was going to be worthy of anything, because like, I'm more on the curvy side. Like, I'm very straightforward, and people are not about that sometimes. But I got into the site anyways, and then all you see is like these, a lot of them are white men, not going to lie. And a lot of them see it as a, wow, I've never had a Latina before. Or, oh, I never had like an Asian before. Or like, I've never had like a, like an exotic like black woman before. It's like they're doing things that they, that wasn't socially acceptable before, so now they can try it out and pay for it and have it like good. Because most of the time when you see a black woman, like a Latin woman, they're exotic women. There's a reason why we have big asses. There's a reason why we're on top of like almost everything. I'm not trying to bash them, but like, sometimes white women don't come with the assets that most men want now. And a lot of the time it is like, they want the big butts in their faces and like the curvy bodies and like that tan, natural glowing skin that they can get, where it's not like, we don't have to try as hard. And the thing is, most of like our culture comes from, I want to please the man. And that's how it's like. at least for the Latin culture, it really is like the man is the dominant person and all we're trying to do is please him.
Gotcha.
So it's already in my nature to do it, so why not profit from it? So awesome. That's what got me into this whole thing, and then eventually I started liking it. Like, there is no range. I think my oldest man was like 60 that I've been with.
What?
and my youngest was like 29, but like they paid top dollars. Like, I was getting like $3,000 a month by me only having to meet this man twice, and it was only for a couple hours. He'll be like, okay, come on Sundays from 11 to 3, and that's it.
Okay.
11 to 3. And 11 to 3 involved me going to lunch with him, which was like an hour and a half. And then I would come back, we'll get some drinks, and then fucking only even lasted like an hour. So it was an hour of fucking twice a month for $3,000.
Damn!
I was like, okay, well, gee.
Right.
And then some people like want to break it down. They're like, okay, I'll give you like a bi-weekly amount of like mm-hmm. this and this without you even having to be there. They're just giving it to you during these times. It's like, okay, like some men will deposit it already, so like mm-hmm. you can't say no, or they'll do the pay for me thing, which is like, okay, once you get here, I'll pay you this.
Yeah, and it's always money up front.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cash. I did a wire one time, and boy, I got scammed.
You said you did a wire?
No, this man wanted to do a wire one time, and that was the biggest scam I've ever, like, gone into. I was like, ooh.
That's funny.
So that's why I'll never do a wire or anything like that. You better give it to me in cash so there's no paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any, like...
And no taxes.
No taxes either, because there's a gift tax.
Mm-hmm.
A gift tax.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Literally, the government can go ahead and tax you if you give someone more than, like, I think $10,000 a year. And I can definitely tell you they have most definitely given me more than $10,000 in that year.
There's it's some like, options. There's also some options where the sugar daddy can set up a, like, a prepaid card for mm-hmm. you under him. And if it's under him, it's like... They don't charge extra for that, and you can just use the card for every one.
Yeah, that was just like.
How did you know that?
It's different.
I know things.
It's just different things, you know. It's like you have to like understand like where it's just.
It's you just need to know your market.
You need to know.
You
your
need
market.
To know your market.
You need to like. I have nowadays. I'm just very. You have to show me what it is, because, like, I know what I want. I need you to know what you want. I need you to tell me the price. I need you to, like, do all these things. Like, but I'm not taking no fucking, like, I've been doing this since, like, what?
A long time.
Yes. Yeah. I've done it for a while.
I'm afraid to hit an A. Don't say the A. I'm afraid to hit an A. It's a long time. You've been doing a long time, Daisy.
Yeah. For some time now. But let's just say like that gift tax where it stopped at $15,000, you can easily make $15,000 in like depending if you have multiple sugar daddies. Because I know females mm-hmm. that do have multiple sugar daddies and they make that. They make $15,000 in like maybe 2 weeks or in a month.
Oh,
and just, if they have multiple ones. But you can make $15,000 in literally like maybe 5 months.
Well, let's get this motherfucking money, Daisy. God damn.
I'm trying. But the market here, like literally, literally the best place to like be a sugar daddy, apparently, or a sugar baby is in Houston. Like those females down there, like that, they literally get a pole. And the best place to be a sugar daddy and a sugar baby is in Houston, Texas. And I was like, damn, I gotta move over there.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the times, these sites, you have these men that are calling you from like everywhere. They're calling you from Hawaii. They're calling you from Savannah. They're calling you from New York, and they want to fly you over to them. Because, mm-hmm. like, in certain states, like, or in certain cities, like, they can't find sugar babies that are actually, like, not drug addicts and are actually normal and are presentable. Because that's the other thing. You don't want a sugar baby that looks like she's a fucking sugar baby. Right. Like, you can't have that. Like, yes, you can be young because people have had marriages where it's like, oh, he's 60 and she's 24. But the thing is, you can totally tell depending on the demeanor and how she carries herself if she is a sugar baby or not. I dress professionally all the time with these men, so I can be able to be taken out. I have this girl next door look, so I don't look like
those are the best.
Yes. I like, oh, like, wow, she's okay, she's like intelligent, she's smart, she's not there like his escort. But so, well, like, if you, I don't know, like, I'm not trying to say it's a bad thing, but if you hire a stripper, she looks like a stripper, she's gonna look like, people are already gonna know what she is and what you are doing. And most of these men are very discreet about it, so they're not gonna hire a girl who looks like she's a stripper or that is. While with me, I work a professional job, people can go ahead and background it. If anything, people are gonna think that I am either friends with a family, I am trying to do business with them, or like I'm actually someone that they're pursuing to date, and I look presentable at all times. That's what they're getting with me. They're getting like a total package with it. No, but then I'm a total freak in the bed.
Yeah. And with that being said, man, we are out of time, Daisy. So we got some shit to do, but don't worry about it. You can talk about it later. But we can do this shit ass motherfucking way.
You heard.
This is yours truly, Jay Hooter Prince, aka Rio. They got my main guy Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
Yeah, yeah, you already know. Back with another wild one.
In a number. What's up, baby?
It was a great one, guys. Play safe.
Bingo. Oh, play safe, play safe. And Daisy, what it do, baby? Thank you for joining the Wave Nation.
Of course, it was lovely to have you guys and talk to you guys.
Any last words before we let you go?
Get up on this light.
Hell yeah. No doubt.
You can be debt free coming out of college, you know.
Yep. And now we are out this bitch. AKA Rio, AKA Open Your Mouth Daisy, AKA Bend Over Anomaly, AKA Be a Real Diddle, play that shit, AKA.
Bird.